Sup? I'm resting and I'm just thinking out loud. Cue music.
We'll be right back. What is up, guys? And today we are going to be talking about 67 true scary stories to tell in the dark. And this is from, once again, thoughtcatalog.com. That's https semicolon thingy dash dash thoughtcatalog.com / Aaron dash Cossetta COSSETTA /2017/10/true-scary-stories-2-tell-in-the-dark/. So anyways, let's get right into these stories. Alright, story number one is making toast. Making toast late one night, facing the kitchen bench, eating for a good 5 to 10 minutes. Cleaned up and turned around, and every single cupboard door and cutlery drawer were open. They were all closed when I went into the kitchen, but there was no way anyone could have snuck in and done it because I was home alone. I also didn't hear them open in the time I was there. Scared the crap out of me, so I froze, let it register for a few seconds, then calmly closed everything and went back to my room to hide until daylight. One of a few weird things to happen growing up. Story number two. Pig mask. Our old house was on a corner and in lieu of a backyard hide, it had a side yard. Yeah, that's a weird word. With a small deck that wrapped around the back, the dining room had patio doors and that led out to the back, and we would have barbecues and such back there. When I was about 14, we only had one desktop computer and one laptop for the family. My brother and I would fight over the desktop. That's where Diablo 2 was installed. So I would use the laptop to write music. On one particular night, my brother had a friend over, and they were downstairs doing whatever, and I was at the dining room table on the laptop. As I was wrapped up in my writings, I didn't pay much attention to my surroundings. I heard a knock on the patio door, which startled me. I looked up, expecting my brother or his friend. The basement had a door that led to the back deck as well. Standing at the door and waving was a person. Could not tell the gender or age, wearing a Halloween pig mask. I think it was my brother or his friend. I mouthed, "Good one," and gave the person the finger, and they walked away. As soon as they left, I went downstairs to give them crap. And to my surprise and dismay, they were both sitting on the couch playing PlayStation. They swore up and down it wasn't either of them, and there was no way one of them would have had time to get downstairs and unmask before getting on the couch. To this day, I have no idea who it was that knocked and waved. Story 3. Last Day on Earth. I worked from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. at a gas station in one of the nicer cities around here, and I had a gentleman look me in the eyes and ask if I'm enjoying my last day on Earth. Walked away before I could answer. Story 5. I'm still here. I came home pretty late one night, and my roommate's bedroom was shut, and I assumed she was sleeping already, but I saw something out of the corner of my eye in the kitchen. I said her name, but she didn't answer. I didn't think anything of it, so I walked into my room, and before I turned the light on, something whispered, "I'm still here." I turned on the light in my room, but nothing was there, so I turned on every light in my house and knocked on my roommate's door, and eventually opened it, but she wasn't there. So I left her light on too, and slept with all the lights on. When she came back the next morning, I asked her if she was messing with me, and she started crying and said she left because something was in the house messing with her, and she had to get out. So I'm skipping over the story called Raising a Serial Killer, and this next story is called They Knew. A family friend of mine used to work in private wealth management. One of her jobs was diversification of her clients' assets on the stock market. Out of nowhere, she gets a call from a representative of one of her very big private clients to sell all the stocks of a big airline and move the liquidity somewhere else. No buts. And if needed, they could sell up to 5% below market as long as the shares are sold quickly. This was extremely weird as the stock price of the company was pretty stable, and specifically this client's portfolio was heavy hedged with this stake. But she didn't think much of it. Sometimes her clients did this for personal reasons, such as having a bad experience on a plane of that company, or something like that. 2 days later, one of her colleagues that she shared this peculiar story told her how the airline stock price started slowly but surely falling. Some people were selling off their shares too, which were gladly bought by the market at increasing prices. The next day, AA Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower of the WTC in New York. The stock market was closed for another week. Okay, guys, that's all we have for today. I'm gonna play 3 bloopers from this episode right after this outro. So, yeah. Bye! So, I'm gonna skip over one of the stories because it's just a little too freaky. But this next story is called They Knew. A family friend of mine used to work in a private wealth management. One of her jobs was diversification of her clients' assets on the stock market. Out of nowhere, she gets a call from a representative of one of her very big private clients to sell all the stocks of a big airline and move the liquidity somewhere else. No buts. And if needed, they could sell in up to 5% below market as long as the shares are sold quickly. This was extremely weird as the stock price of the company was pretty stable. And specifically, So I'm gonna skip over this story called Raising a Serial Killer. And we're gonna go to this next story called They Knew. A family friend of mine used to work in private wealth management. One of her jobs was diversification of her clients' assets and on the stock markets. Yeah. Out of nowhere, she gets a call from a representative of one of her very big private clients to sell all the stocks of a big airline and move the liquidity somewhere else. No buts. And if needed, they could sell in up to 5% below market, as long as the shares are sold quickly. This was extremely weird, as the stock price of the company was pretty stable, and specifically for this client's portfolio was heavy hedged with this stake. But she didn't think of it much. Sometimes her clients did this for personal reasons, such as having a bad experience on a plane of the company, or something like that. 2 days later, one of her colleagues that she shared this particular